Radio 1. Gossip and the brilliant Groove Armada on Radio 1. It's 11 minutes past 5. Time for our brand new game now involving Scott, Laura and a paintball gun. Are you there, Scott?
I am, yes.
Laura, are you there?
Hello, Chopper.
Scott, describe where you are.
Well, we're in the beer garden of a place where we've spent many a happy hour, which is a pub near Radio 1. They've kindly lent us their beer garden for this experiment.
You know, as well as lending you the beer garden, have they lent you a glass of white wine as well?
No, it's too early for that.
Okay.
I'm sure they'll have a bottle cooling for afterwards, though.
And who are you with?
Right, well, we're with a guy called Yorkie, who is an actual official paintball man, and he's given me the gun that we're going to use.
So you have the gun at the moment?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, here's how it works.
I've been told to not point it at people, apart from Laura.
Yeah, okay. I'll agree with you on that.
So I can't turn around and talk to people. I've just got to point it straight at her.
Yeah, but you might not end up with that gun, you see, because this is how it's going to work. I've got to ask you a question. Mm. Whoever gets the question right is the person who ends up with that gun, and the other one of you will have an apple placed on your head, and the person with the gun will then attempt to shoot the apple off your head.
Chopper?
Yes?
Why aren't you doing this, please?
Because I've got a bit of a flaky scalp at the moment. Okay.
I'm liking you less and less every day.
I'm quite happy with that. Right. do you want to know what the name of the game is called?
Oh, yes, please.
You sounded half enthusiastic then.
Shoot an apple off my head. See, music and everything. Shoot an apple off my head. Right, are you ready for the question?
Uh-huh.
So, right. Wait a minute. Have we got to, like, shout out our names or something?
No, I can tell the difference between your voices.
Okay.
Just Blimey. Just shout out the answer, okay?
Okay.
Right. Whoever gets this question right will be the person who shoots at the apple.
Okay.
Who did William Tell supposedly shoot an apple off the head of?
Is this history?
Yes.
Hate history.
Was it a king?
No, it wasn't.
Was it...
Was it Robin Hood?
No.
Was it... I don't know.
Well, guess.
Einstein.
No.
He had something to do with apples, didn't he?
No, Einstein didn't. It was the other one who had something to do with apples. But I can't say who that was because it might be the answer. Any names? Any names from? Well, I've given you one. Gravity. Any names from history?
Embrace.
That's right. Danny from Embrace. Who did William Tell supposedly shoot an apple off the head of?
Henry VIII.
I was going to say that.
No.
One of his wives?
No.
Anne Boleyn?
No.
Catherine of Aragon?
No.
Elizabeth I?
No.
Elizabeth II?
No.
Third?
No.
That'd be good though, wouldn't it? You snorted.
Do you want a clue then?
Yeah.
Okay, it was a member of his family.
Whose family?
William Tell.
Oh.
Bob. No.
He was talking about Henry VIII again.
Did you just say Bob?
Bob Tell.
Henry Tell.
Not Henry Tell, no.
Steve Tell.
No.
Dave Tell?
Wayne Tell?
No. Maybe if you just give me the family member as opposed to the family member's name.
His wife?
Not his wife, no.
His brother?
No.
His dad?
No.
His granny?
No.
His granddad?
No.
His cousin Richard?
His uncle?
No. No.
His auntie?
No.
His nephew?
Baby?
Not his nephew. Baby's closer.
His son.
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah, his son Walter.
Oh, okay. Well, every day's a school day.
When I found that out, I was quite surprised, because I'd have thought his wife wouldn't have been very happy at him shooting an apple off the head of his son, but it was something to do with a punishment.
All right. So I get the gun, do I?
So you, yeah, you get the gun.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And Laura has to put the apple on her head. So are you ready?
I'm not sure I want to do this anymore. No.
Are you ready then, Scott?
Yeah, hang on. Okay. Okay.
And Laura, are you ready?
Not really.
Okay. Well, what are you doing at the moment?
Okay, well, I've just stepped a few paces back from Laura, and we're both wearing attractive boiler suits, and I've got the gun in my hand with the guard on it at the moment, and Laura is about to have an apple placed on her head.
So now, live on Radio 1, Scott Mills will shoot an apple off Laura's head.
Right, are you ready?
Right.
Ready?
I think so.
Right, remember, this is my first time, okay?
Yeah. Good luck. Put the apple on my head, please. Right, it's on my head now.
You ready?
Scott, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Aim. Fire!
Don't shoot me! Down on it! You just got my leg!
What have you done? That sounded like you just shot her in the leg. What have you done?
I did, yeah.
That's like miles away from her head.
I'm just practicing again.
Oh, God, it's like I've been stung by a wasp or something.
My advice would be maybe aim higher.
That's fucking faggots. If you do that again, I'll come and kick you.
Okay, here we go.
That's my other leg. I'm so shaking. Oh, you did it. Oh my God.
Has he actually done it?
Oh my God.
Yay. Well done!
Are you okay?
I'm not talking to you. You did my legs on purpose.
A lot of you pointed out that Laura made some great noises earlier when we were shooting the apple off her head, and I've got some of them here. Just check with me. Are these the ones that you mean? I think those are the ones they meant by looking at the text, yeah. And it's traditional. Add it to some music.
I never take anything. Things for me.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Just because it's here today, it can be gone tomorrow. Well, that's one thing that you never in your life ever had to worry about me.
I don't understand why people like...
If I'll ever change.
The noise of people being scared so much.
I don't.
Baby, I love you.
Weird. Okay. Girl. Remember you were kissing some animals.
Don't do this.
Just the way.
Don't put me with Laura here.
Laura was having an apple shot off her head earlier. Here's you and her being scared at the same time. Do you want it with or without music? I think weird makes it all the much better. Here it is.
I never take anything for granted.
Oh my God.
Oh, that smells of poo.
If I'll ever change towards
I hate you.
Very sad, very scared.
I do, absolutely hate you.
This is Radio 1.
National.
Radio 1. Radio 1.